Chapter 11.
Aw, look,
Santa said, holding the newspaper close to her eyes.
They got a cute picture show on in the neighborhood with little Debbie Reynolds. Aw, she's sweet,
Mrs. Riley said.
You like her, Claude?
Who's that?
Mr. Robichaud asked pleasantly.
Little Deborah Reynolds,
Mrs. Riley answered.
I don't think I can place her. I don't go to the show much. She's darling, Santa said. So petite. You ever seen her in that cute picture where she played Tammy Irene?
Ain't that the picture where she went blind?
No, girl. You must be thinking of the wrong show.
Oh, I know who I was thinking of, Precious. I was thinking of June Wyman. She was sweet, too.
Oh, she was good,
Santa said.
I remember that picture where she played the dummy who got herself raped.
Lord, I'm glad I didn't go see that show.
Oh, it was wonderful, babe. Very dramatic. You know, the look on that poor dummy's face when she got raped, I'll never forget it. Anybody want more coffee?
Mr. Robichaud asked.
Yeah, give me some there, Claude,
Santa said, folding the newspaper and throwing it on top of the refrigerator.
I'm sure sorry Angelo couldn't make it, that poor boy. He told me he's going to be working day and night on his own so he can bring somebody in. He's out someplace tonight, I guess. You ought to heard what his Rita been telling me. It seems Angelo went out and bought a lot of expensive clothes he can wear, so maybe he can attract some character. Ain't that a shame? That just shows you how much that boy loves the force. If they was to kick him out, it'd break his heart. I sure hope he takes in some bum.
Angelo's got him a hard road to travel,
Mrs. Riley said absently. She was thinking of the Peace to Men of Goodwill sign that Ignatius had tacked to the front of their house after he had come home from work. Miss Annie had immediately started an inquisition about that as soon as it had appeared, screaming questions through her shutters.
What you think about somebody wants peace, Claude?
That sounds like a communist to me.
Mrs. Riley's worst fears were realized.
Who wants peace?
Santa asked.
Ignatius got a sign up in front of the house about peace.
I might have known, Santa said angrily. First that boy wants a king, now he wants peace. I'm telling you, Irene, for your own good, that boy's got to be put away.
He ain't wearing no earring. I ask him and he says, I ain't wearing no earring, Mama.
Angelo don't lie.
Maybe he just got him a small one.
A earring's a earring to me. Ain't that right, Claude?
That's right,
Claude answered Santa.